Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
I felt that line. Am I toxic?
I mean, I felt it too. I guess we both toxic.
We must all be toxic because that seems like the fan favorite. What's up? What's going on? Welcome back to another episode of DX Daily. This podcast is brought to you by Hip Hop DX. And here's where we keep you updated with everything that's popping off and what's going on in hip hop music culture. I am one of your lovely hosts, Asia Sky.
And I'm your other lovely host, A-Dub.
Yes. Happy Labor Day. Hope you had a bomb Labor Day weekend. I hope you've been getting into all this new music and everything that's been happening. We've been having an extra lover boy Labor Day weekend, right?
Yes, we have.
So, of course, we got to talk about this new Drake album. We discussed it briefly on Friday's podcast, but we didn't really get into the breakdown of the album, right?
Yeah, we record early for that episode, so now we were able to get into it. We have all weekend to listen to the album, and so much has happened. Beef, drama, tea surrounding this album, so it's been pretty good, so we gotta get all into it.
Everything, so let's get down to it. So jumping right into the first track, Champagne Poetry. I was already hooked. I heard the Masego sample, the Navajo song from Masego. I heard that and I was just like, ooh, what is this about to be? And then he's calling it Champagne Poetry, already my type of vibe. So track one, I was totally here for it.
Yeah, track one is a good intro. A lot of people were like expecting kind of like a Tuscan Leather type of vibe for this album, like for the intro song. Mm-hmm. And I think Champagne Poetry did just that.
I did. I think so too. I think it measures up to a Drake intro. Like Every intro, he comes at us for at least 5 minutes on the intros, which I love that he makes them so long. Mm-hmm. Because oftentimes artists will make their intro a minute, 2 minutes, and I'll be like, dang, we need more. But Drake definitely gave us everything on Champagne Poetry. I love when he just flows with the raps. No chorus, no hooks, Just straight bars all the way through. Now, second track, Poppy's Home. He is really running with this champagne poppy thing, this daddy thing, hence the whole album cover. It makes a little more sense to me now. Mm-hmm. I still don't like it, but you know, that's neither here nor there. We're talking about the song, but how did you feel about Poppy's Home?
I like Poppy's Home. He's talking his mess on this one. And of course, you got Nicki Minaj doing her little skit towards the end, too. So I like that, seeing them come together for that.
Yeah. And as I was listening to the track Poppy's Home, I was actually thinking of Nicki before I heard her playing on the song, because Drake was referring to all these guys as his sons. And I'm like, that's totally Nicki's thing right there. Like, how he just going to steal Nicki's whole concept of everybody being her son. Mm-hmm. And then next thing I know, Nicki's popping up on the track talking about everybody being her son. I'm like, okay, cool. At least he's got Nicki's blessing to be doing this, because I kind of wasn't feeling that concept at first. But the way the song sounds is actually great. It sounds like it's about to be a gospel song, honestly, and then it turns into Drake just clowning these guys. So I like Poppy's Home too. Now let's get into Girls Want Girls with Lil Baby. Lil Baby has just been delivering on everybody's album.
Like, every single time.
He doesn't get washed ever. Like, no one, I haven't heard a Lil Baby feature yet where I'm like, oh, this person got Lil Baby on the track. Like, I think Lil Baby got Drake on this. I don't think Drake got Lil Baby on this.
Yeah, Lil Baby's verse did definitely go in a little bit better than Drake's. And of course, a lot of people with this song, they didn't like how Drake would be like, oh, you like girls, I'm a lesbian too, or something like that.
I saw that on Twitter, and I was just like, it's Drake. He's going to give us at least one of those bars every album where it's just like, okay, man, all right, if you say so. Next up is In the Bible with Lil Durk and Giveon, another good one.
That's a really good one. I see a lot of people liking that one as well.
First off, Giveon, you know, he was going to hold it down with the vocals. But my favorite part was Lil Durk shouting out his girlfriend's business on the song. I was like, come on. You better give husband material on this track. Because he wasn't... What do you have, like a 16 on there? Or it was a very short verse, maybe a 32 max. I forget how long Durk's verse was, but I know it was not long. And he used a bulk of that time to promote his girlfriend's business. He used at least four bars promoting her business. I was like, okay, I like this.
It's giving real relationship hip-hop couple goals type of thing. So
he said Drake's song gonna do 1 billion streams, so I'ma promote my girl's business on this song. Now I respected that, because when he just first gave it the shout out, I was like, oh, that's sweet, that's so nice.
It's cute.
But then he gave the rationale behind the shout out, like, mm-hmm. Okay, I'm promoting India Royale Cosmetics, but this is why. I know for a fact that this is gonna do 1 billion streams, and I want them to stream her business's name that many times. So go ahead, Lil Durk, you better promote your girl.
Love to see it.
Now getting into the next one, the GOAT Hove, he's on Love All with Drake, another one of my favorites.
Yes, yeah, a good one too. Like, these first five songs already have been good
back to back, no skips so far.
Yeah,
and of course everybody was talking about the Jay verse. Anytime Jay-Z pops out for a feature, it's an event, mm-hmm. on the timeline. Of course I was there hyping it up. Jay was talking that betrayal talk. We've been getting a lot of talk from Drake with the betrayal lately. Mm-hmm. And a lot of talk from Jay just about, you know, watching who's in your circle, watching who you have around you, having people you can trust. And that's what that whole song is about. So another great one. And then another highlight. Speaking of songs where Drake is talking about he can't trust people, Fair Trade with Travis Scott. This starting lineup on the album is just crazy. Let me go say that. But go ahead with your thoughts on this.
Yeah, I was going to say, I feel like a lot more people quote the Fair Trade song because of the one line where it's like, losing friends but gaining peace sounds like a fair trade to me.
Right.
It's the song name.
Somebody said all the toxic people felt that line.
Facts.
And I was like, oh my God, I felt that line. Am I toxic?
I mean, I felt it too. I guess we both toxic.
We must all be toxic, because that seems like the fan favorite, honestly. Fair Trade.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, you have the single Way Too Sexy with Young Thug and Future. That was a moment as well on the album.
Yeah, and they also dropped the music video for that song. So far, yes. It's the only music video for that song on the album.
They were in there all white, mm-hmm. Singing, serenading the ladies. Very reminiscent of an old Boys to Men video, Water Runs Dry. They were giving a little Jodeci vibes. People were saying they was giving Backstreet Boys. Like, they're just giving male group vibes.
Right, and I feel like, you know, Drake always tries to get into his acting bag in a lot of his music videos, because he played like a fat man on the beach and he played like a pirate, and mm-hmm. Future and Young Thug got into like the acting too a little bit, just playing different characters. So it was fun to see.
It was.
Fun video.
Kawhi Leonard was in the video, had him a little cameo. It was really cute.
Yeah.
That's the first seven. That is a strong, strong seven to start it off with.
Yeah.
Those are my favorites. I think he pushed all the favorites to the front of the album.
For sure.
And then you got a song that where things got a little questionable, TSU, that's the eighth song. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people are side-eyeing Drake because they saw R. Kelly's name in the credits.
Yeah, the very beginning of TSU, where it's like that slowed down, kind of chopped and screwed guy talking, the beat to that is what R. Kelly's Half on a Baby, what he kind of used in the beginning too.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people are putting that. I guess it gives R. Kelly the credit somewhere for using that part of the song.
And 40 did make a statement on it. He basically had to come out and clear up why R. Kelly was sampled on there. He said, in the beginning of TSU, is a sample of OG Ron C talking. He was like, behind that, faintly, which you can't even hear, is a R. Kelly song playing in the background. He said, it has no significance, no lyrics are present, R. Kelly's voice isn't even on it, but we were forced to license it. Doesn't sit well with me, let me just say that. And he said, I'm not here to defend Drake's lyrics, but I thought I would clear up that there is no actual R. Kelly present, and it's a bit misleading to call him a co-lyricist. He said, it's kind of wild because I was just reading Baby Girl by Kathy Iandoli, which is a book about Aaliyah, of course, and he was saying some of that stuff is horrific and disgusting. He said, I saw this post and I just had to say something because I don't want the world to think we would stand behind that guy or write with him. It's just incredibly disgusting.
Yeah, well, at least there it is. He said it.
Clear it up and put it out there, because mm-hmm. Drake wasn't going to say nothing about it. He Drake had no plans to make a statement. So I'm glad 40 cleared that up. And it sucks because there's tons of different songs that R. Kelly has written on, like for other people too. So let's say you sample a Mary J. Blige song that R. Kelly helped write on. You would have to credit R. Kelly in that too. So it's like, do we not use things that other people have done because of R. Kelly? Do we punish the other people as well?
The music biz is so tricky when it comes to stuff like that, because so many people do write for other people and sampling and things like that. It's like, you can't really be all the way in
the clear. Now, if they had like sampled the actual song Half on a Baby, or if R. Kelly's voice was on it, or if they did like a interpolation of some R. Kelly lines, then I'll be looking at them completely like, y'all doing a lot. But this, I don't know. I don't think we should burn them at the stake over this one. Even though Drake is known for his love of Aaliyah. So I feel like he should have caught that one, honestly. But he might not have even known, for real. Do we have any other favorites from the album? We're not going to go through every single track, but we had to go through those first few because that was just crazy, the way he opened it up. Do we have any other stick out favorites, standouts?
My next one would have to be that In Too Deep, which is right after TSU. Mm-hmm. That features Future. And In Too Deep has like one of the songs where like the beat changes in the second part. But that first part samples the Get Throwed by Bun B, Pimp C, Zero, and Young Jeezy. So that's always a classic. So
right,
I like that one. But other than that, I do like the whole album. There's not one I probably don't like Knife Talk. And I know.
21. Oh my God. I was loving Knife Talk. Just because 21 is, his name just fits him perfectly because he's just such a savage. Like,
he is.
He just got on there talking that savage talk. But I would have to say my other standout is 7 a.m. on Bridal Path, because Drake was taking no prisoners. All right. He told Kanye, pull up. You want to put my address online? Stop making desperate posts and just pull up to the address. Make it your location, like he said. He also was handing out disses to Justin LaBoy. He dissed Swiss Beats. Drake was just real heavy on his free smoke. I told you, this is free smoke weekend / Labor Day weekend, because Drake was handing out the smoke.
Yeah, he said he wanted it. And so he was definitely said some names. Well, not names, but he definitely subbed and shaded a couple people on these songs. So.
Yeah, he surely did. Another standout for me was You Only Live Twice. That was the one with Lil Wayne and Rick Ross. That was classic Drake / Wayne / Ross vibes. Mm-hmm. Everything we love all of them for, they gave us that on that track. And then you had the closeout track, which was The Remorse. That was also one of my favorite vibes, because I like when Drake gets introspective and goes into the deep side of what he's feeling. So overall, clearly we like the Certified Lover Boy album.
Yeah, we love this album. All these months.
It's Lover Boy Labor Day weekend, man.
Yes.
So yeah, I think that's a good note to end on today. It's Labor Day. Go ahead and fire up those grills. Get your drinks ready. Bring your family around, your friends around, and put on some DX Daily. Make sure they subscribe to it as well while you're at it, while you're putting them on to the podcast. We are on all streaming platforms, Spotify, Podbeam, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, anywhere, iHeartRadio app. We on all of that, okay? So make sure you subscribe to us and subscribe to our YouTube channel, which is Hip Hop DX.
And be sure to follow us on all of our social medias, like our Instagram, our Twitter, and our TikTok. It just hit 2 million followers on TikTok. So big shout out to follow us on everything at Hip Hop DX.
Yes, you can follow us too. I am at Asia Sky on all platforms. Asia is spelled A-S-H-I-A. Sky is spelled S-K-Y-E.
And you can follow me on everything at A-Dub. That's spelled A-Y-E-E-E-D-U-B-B.
All right. Happy Labor Day. We will see you tomorrow with more daily news.
See ya.